Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, now into the third and final hour, masses of news. Wayne Madsen joining us, open phones, getting this whole NSA/Patriot Act propaganda putsch that we're seeing right now. We're getting calls saying, what's that number to minus resources? It's 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. That's Midas Resources. This is the GCN radio network, often imitated, but never duplicated. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Emmett in Pennsylvania, then Eric in Connecticut and others. Emmett, welcome.
Yes, I called my Senator Arlen Specter, thanking him for his opposition to the Patriot Act renewal. And listeners should call their congressman. And by the way, that Midas deal, as a collector, that Midas deal is a good deal. By the way, I think that maybe even buying bullion gold wouldn't be a bad idea.
No, I mean, we pitch bullion, and I buy. I've got about half collectible and half bullion in my small collection.
Right.
I believe in bullion, but, I mean, when you can get collector coins for just a little bit more than bullion, it's a good deal.
Yeah, well, let them try to find it, right?
Well, that's the reason. The collectible isn't under, you see, the 1933, well, you say you're a collector, so you know, the 1933 gold confiscation rules are still
yeah.
in effect in that bullion is registered.
Yeah.
You see, if you buy bullion, that gets registered. It's like registering a gun. So buying collectibles, like you pay a little bit more, but they got a loophole in there.
Well, I heard that the dollar was down to $1.35, $1.25 to the euro, but I also heard then England, Germany, and France have gone to the Asian countries to get the euro higher.
China moved to a basket of currencies, and now they're moving more and more out of the dollar, which is just horrible news. I mean, we're all tied to this thing. I'm not happy about it.
Right.
Even though it's the globalist operation, and it's all part of a larger. It's all part of a larger program. But when you look at what they've done with the gold market, it's just an abomination. But it's as a caller from England said, they've done it with everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But let me explain what happened to the dollar. 3 years ago, when the euro first came out, it was about 85 cents to the dollar. Okay, so when I say a 45% reduction, it's gone from being 85 cents to being $1.30, $1.35. It's gone down about 5-6%. But so let's say $1.29 from a low of 25, 26. So you do the math, it's like 45%. That's the drop in the dollar. We've gone from being a strong world reserve currency to being weak. Thanks for the call. Very, very serious. And then the dollar went up in the last month, and it went back down last week quite a bit. You know, they call it big gains. It means like you're in the bottom of a pit, and you've climbed up 5 feet, and you fall back down. It's not good. And the things that cause that are just getting worse. Eric in Connecticut. Go ahead, Eric.
Hi, Alex. Thanks.
Hello, sir.
You know, in light of this Patriot Act on the skids, I would say be very afraid between now and New Year's.
Well, I think they'll give it time to harp and go, you watch, they're going to get us. You took it away. It's going to be your fault. And then see, it's all our faults when the terrorists strike.
Yeah, yeah.
So that resonates with you like it does with me?
Yeah, absolutely. Because these in the immortal words of the British PM, I can't remember his name, George Galloway, said these monkeys are capable of anything. And I'd have to agree with that 100%.
Well, he said they're carrying out terror attacks, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that too. You know, Alex, I have to say, on a positive note here, I saw 60 Minutes last night. I'm not a big fan of 60 Minutes, but at least they did run a story about this so-called rendition.
Secret torture camps, yeah.
I'm glad they did that, and I think that there's a lot to be very optimistic about because...
Hey, what, stay there. I got Wayne Madsen coming up, but we've got him, but I'll let you finish up on the other side. This is important. I didn't watch 60 Minutes. I just read the synopsis of the report on CBSNews.com, and yeah, they're lying to us. They take innocent people to foreign countries and gulags and torture them, and the government's a bunch of big fat liars. And Germany and others acted like they were all upset. They're involved in it. They're owned by the same people that own us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wayne Manson is an investigative journalist, nationally distributed columnist, and author who has covered D.C., politics, national security, and intelligence issues since 94 when he got out of government. He's written for the Village Voice, the Progressive, CAQ, Counterpunch, and the Intelligence Newsletter based in Paris. Manson is an author of Genocide and Covert Operations in Africa, a co-author of America's Nightmare, the Presidency of George Bush II, and the forthcoming Jaded Task, Big Oil, Black Ops, Brass Plates. I want to get that book in our bookstore when he comes out with it. And so much more. The Handbook of Personal Data Protection, London, Macmillan, 92. That was a bestseller. Madsen is a former U.S. naval officer who was assigned the National Security Agency during a Reagan administration. He also had some 20 years' experience in computer security and data privacy. He has also worked at the National Data Automation Command, Department of State, RCA Corporation, and Computer Science Corporation that bought DynCorp, by the way, and doesn't like me too much. Got the direct word. They're angry with me here locally. Just say hi to those boys. And before I go any further, going to Wayne Manson, I appreciate joining us today on short notice. I want to quickly go back to that one caller and that I was just talking to before the break, who was making some really good points. Eric in Connecticut, about good things happening, good news. I don't want to gloss over that good news. Quickly tell us that good news, because you got cut short.
Well, thanks for holding me over, Alex, and I'm also looking forward to hearing Wayne's interview with you.
Absolutely.
The reason I say I'm optimistic is because here's a guy, Bush. I mean, it's a blue moon when he does a press release or a press conference and giving addresses to the nation.
And we got three in a row.
He hates these like the devil hates holy water. And he's got to do more spinning. He's done more spinning in the past week than he's done in about 3 years. So I think the message is getting out, and I think a lot of these politicians are getting a lot of questions and a lot of very furrowed brows from people. And one last thing, Alex, before I go, my new selectman, the old one who wanted to combine the police and the National Guard, got defeated for the last election. And I told her about your website, and she wants some DVDs, and I'm going to make them to her, and I'm going to give them to her before the end of the year.
Good. You keep it up, and God bless you.
Thank you, Alex.
It's people like that that are saving this country. It isn't about left or right. Bill Clinton spied on you. Back in Kennedy's day, they did. But now it's mechanized. And I hope you're right. I hope Bush is giving three mindless speeches because he is in trouble. But I'm telling you, the globalists can't carry out another attack because people will say, oh, you screwed up. But if they can act like we defeated the Patriot Act and then harp on how we tied their hands, they can get a lot of gas mileage out of it. We've already stopped them carrying out other attacks, believe me, folks, by being bold, by being out in the open. We'll find out if Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com agrees with us on that. But I know this. James Banford reported on it. He was there at the time. Our guest was. The NSA has been spying on us since it was set up, and most of it is economic spying on companies and giving it to select military-industrial complex companies. It's also about mapping trends and trying to basically beat people to the punch on that. It's about insider trading. It's about controlling this big scam. Wayne Madsen, thank you for joining us, sir.
Good to be with you.
Do you agree with my ramblings that I was just spewing?
Well, the one thing we know that NSA was basically not regulated, and we know that from the Vietnam War days and the Watergate era that NSA was doing a lot of this political spying internally. And then, of course, we had hearings. We had Frank Church in the Senate. We had Otis Pike and Bella Abzug over on the household hearings.
This isn't our first rodeo.
No, no. And what we got out of this was the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which limited what NSA could do and set up this Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court that said that NSA could only eavesdrop on U.S. persons. And that's the U.S. companies, individuals, green card holders living in the United States. They could only do that if there was a court order from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. What Bush has done with this administration by fiat is he's just ignored the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. He said, I don't need the court. I don't need the law.
And in my opinion, just fills out their own national security letter.
Well, that's right. In my opinion, also, I think the reason this was leaked by senior people at the NSA is that they know it was illegal, and they don't want to go back to those bad old days, and they know he violated the law.
Well, Wayne, you're an expert on this. I mean, I'm not just saying this. I read your reporting, and it's heads above so many other people that just don't know. I mean, I read it, I'm like, yeah, this guy's right on. Just from my experience dealing with these people, I mean, like 10 years ago, I'd be at a Second Amendment rally and have guys on a roof in camo taking photos of me. So all this stuff about the military takes photos of us and is watching us, that's never stopped since Vietnam. Quite frankly, I think it's increased. What I know about NSA, people that have been in it, by the way, folks who can't even come on air, is that when they want to go public with something they've gotten, something they've sucked up, then they have to go through and create basically a new investigation and try to stick it in that envelope. And I'm not saying there aren't good people there at NSA, Wayne, but certainly there are compartments that you were never even connected to, and we know that there are zealots who are out there who enjoy doing all of this. We know in 96 they put in all the NSA hubs and the whole telecommunications system. We know that all the cell phones are tracked and can be listened to. We know OnStar does it. I mean, everybody's freaking out about these new revelations. My point is that it's been institutionalized at every level.
Well, that's right. I think the problem at NSA is that the senior management levels, the people who do the work, the analysts, the linguists, the mathematicians, they know what the law is. They're briefed on that. They have an internal Bible called USID 18, United States Signals Intelligence Directive 18. It says they are not allowed to conduct surveillance of U.S. persons unless certain requirements are met. One of which is, of course, that there's been a court order, there's been authorization through the liaison with the Justice Department.
But now Bush is saying he wants to prosecute whoever's leaking.
It's like he wanted to prosecute the person who leaked the covert name of a CIA agent, Valerie Plame Wilson, and of course he can't prosecute that person because it looks like that person was Dick Cheney, his own vice president.
Well, I totally agree with you on that. Wayne, I mean, Bush is up there saying the Patriot Act is good and never been used against U.S. citizens. I have them using the Patriot Act to go to a college senior who his professor said go check out Mao's Red Book and write a report on it. I mean, the political science class is about command and control economies, and so Homeland Security comes out, and toy store owners, I mean, we know the list. Watching Bush's speeches, I mean, what is it like for you to watch 100% pure lies?
I can't take it. I mean, it's after living in Washington for as long as I have, I used to listen to speeches by Ronald Reagan, and of course, that although they didn't contain much substance, at least you could sit there and listen to them. But this guy is so vacuous, there's just nothing there. There's no there with him, and everything that he was saying last night was obviously pre-canned, written by all these political advisors, and his speech, his news conference today was couched in all this imperial presidency stuff. He's relying on Article 2 of the Constitution, but the framers of that Constitution wrote that because they never wanted another King George, and we got another King George apparently through the back door.
Well, later I'm going to play a clip, and I want to back that up, John, to the point you had it at, where Gonzalez, the Attorney General, the same guy that says Bush is the law, says it again. He says he has this executive power. And Bush in his press conference bragged, hey, I can ban you asking questions from executive order. Executive order, if he signs an executive order saying we all got to paint ourselves green, Wayne, we don't have to do it.
Well, that's right, and the thing with Bush, but the reason Bush got away with this, and he keeps saying, well, the Congress gave me the authorization, the Congress did this, that is a Republican Congress that gave him that authorization, and people need to understand that next November that this Congress has become a rubber stamp, a rump organization for this administration. An independent Congress would have never given him that kind of authorization, but he can use those. He can use the Congress like the Soviet Politburo used to use these rubber stamp bodies. They had the Chamber of People's Deputies.
Well,
I mean, this was just all kinds of nonsense.
Let's get something else straight here. With Abel, Danger, with Clinton and Bush, with all of it, anytime NSA or Defense Intelligence had the smoking gun, they would come back to them and say, back off. When the Defense Language School dean's going, why am I training these Arabs, Muhammad Atta, by the way, when they're at Pensacola Naval Air Station, people go, these are terrorists, leave them alone. Clearly they were government agents, but every time NSA did do its job overseas, or every time an embassy didn't want to let the hijackers back in, they were told, back off, give us your take on that. So, I mean, clearly our government is protecting the terrorists.
Not only protected them, but they basically groomed them. I go back to 1986, and I've got something on my website today showing a memo from a conservative, something called the Conservative Network, about hosting parties here in Washington for international freedom fighters that included not only the Nicaraguan Contras and the Southeast Asian guerrillas, but the Afghan Mujahideen, and they were at the time tied in and linked up with the Saudis, who were funding Osama bin Laden and all his confederates in that Mujahideen. One of their veterans is now the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, and coincidentally, Zalmay Khalilzad. So, yeah, you could trace this support for these people back to the 1980s, and the guy that was supporting that network was a guy named Jack Abramoff. And his confederate, Grover Norquist. Now,
look at all the trouble they're in right now. So understand, folks, when Bush says, I'm doing this to keep you safe while our borders are wide open, understand, it's pure baloney. These supposed hijackers were given top spy training. They were government operatives. Wayne?
Well, I look, everybody knows that there was all kinds of hanky-panky going on before 9/11. Abel Danger shows that. What about, you know, there's the Israeli art students who were really Israeli intelligence agents that were living in the same neighborhoods, drinking in the same bars, renting videos from the same video rental stores.
Handling them. We had FBI operatives in the houses.
That's right. And that the people like John O'Neill who were trying to track this down were stymied at every turn. I've also been informed of other FBI agents who were trying to go after these so-called Israeli art students and these movers, so-called movers. And they were stopped. The orders came from John Ashcroft and Mueller himself.
WayneMadsenReport.com. Unbelievable information. Just absolutely on target. Stay with us, Wayne. I want to come back and get more into all this spying with your NSA background, and then I want to get into some other issues.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
All right, here is Gonzalez. And then this goes on. I'll play more of it later. But here's Gonzalez on national television on NBC, and he's just now listen to what he says. The president has this executive power. No, the president doesn't have the power to violate the Constitution and Bill of Rights. This is the same guy, the same attorney general who said, Bush, we're allowed to torture people till they die if we just don't call it torture. That's like saying you can drink 14 vodkas and go down the road drunk and run over a little kid. Jump the curb and run over some kid on his bike, and when the kid's all splattered and dead and the cops get there, go, well, I don't call this vodka, I call it water. So let's go ahead and play this buffoon. Here it is.
Does the president have to avoid the normal process of obtaining court-approved search warrants before eavesdropping is conducted?
Katie, we believe the president has an inherent authority as commander-in-chief under the Constitution to engage in signal intelligence of our enemy. But we also believe that the president has the authority under the authorization to use military force, which was passed by the Congress just days after the attacks of 9/11. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act does require a court order to engage in the kind of electronic surveillance that the president talked about on Saturday, except as otherwise authorized by statute. We believe that authorization to use military force constitutes that statute, which does give permission for the President of the United States to engage in this kind of very limited, targeted electronic surveillance against our enemies.
Well, apparently some members of Congress disagree with you because there's been an outcry.
All right. That's enough right there. We'll play the rest later. But here's the point, folks. He can say it's constitutional all day. That doesn't make it constitutional. And I want to get a comment from Wayne Madsen on that. Wayne?
Well, I mean, when he says surveillance was limited, actually, Gonzalez doesn't know what he's talking about, because the nature of modern telecommunications is that when you attempt to target one individual, you're picking up an awful lot of other communications as well, and this is fishnet intelligence gathering, and furthermore,
well,
they admit
what it does. Yeah. They just let the NSA. They sign a letter, and then the NSA can go out and spy on thousands of phones.
It's even worse than that. People at NSA have told me that they call some operations training exercises because they don't have to keep logbooks. They don't have to have any. They're supposed to get rid of all that information afterwards, but what they're not doing it, and this is a way to get around the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, USID 18, and all the other controls that were put in place. They just called a training exercise. Intelligence, the intercepts go to like Cheney's office or Bush or GOP operatives, and there's no record at NSA held on those operations. And
got a report here, and it says NSA intercepts for Bolton were masked as training exercises.
That's right.
This guy who wouldn't lie about the yellow cake uranium, well, it turns out they're out snooping around with the NSA there. I guess he's with Al Qaeda too.
Oh yeah, well they were also eavesdropping on Bolton. Was using the NSA to eavesdrop on his own boss, Colin Powell, and who had conversations with Governor Bill Richardson in New Mexico. So this, if they're saying that Richardson and Powell are members of Al Qaeda, that's interesting to me. I just wonder when Richardson and Powell are going to be picked up and sent to Guantanamo to be tortured.
It's incredible. I mean, look, Wayne, 10 years ago, and I got video of this, I made films about it, I'm out at a pretty milquetoast event, mainstream groups there, and there's guys in camo on top roofs. Well, now, I'll be at the RNC, they'll just march right up in camo and start video. Regular army. And we hear about them going to peace groups, conservative groups, the army surveilling local student groups that don't want them recruiting in their public schools, so the army starts watching them. I mean, this was all going on before 9/11. Now it's gotten worse, but then Bush gets on TV and says, everything's fine, we're not surveilling you, the Pentagon isn't watching you, and I've had physical assets, buddy, following me around.
Well, yes, and I've seen it too. I started seeing it at these anti-World Bank demonstrations where clearly people in uniform were taking photographs of the people who had legal permits to demonstrate against the World Bank meetings. And so this is nothing new, but you're right, it's getting much worse. I think we're turning into sort of like the East Germany was with the Stasi, when we know from the East German files that 25% of the population of East Germany were informants and spying on their neighbors and even members of their own family.
Wayne, I didn't believe it 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, when I'd hear about Primakov being hired as a consultant or this guy or that guy. But then I did confirm our government has hired these guys as consultants. Then they said, oh, but it's for overseas. But then I learned they've been hired domestically. I mean, this is like a Twilight Zone episode.
A very bad Twilight Zone.
But then if the NSA is tracking a real terrorist, what does Bush say? Back off.
That's right.
Wayne, stay there. I want to play another clip and get your take on it and get your take on where you think everything's going. On the other side with Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. I'm Alex Jones. Be sure and visit PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com today as we defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Sometimes getting older can be a real pain in the back. Lower back ache, sciatic nerve pain, or that knife in the back feeling is something many of us have learned to suffer through. But now, we don't have to. The Sacral Wedgie uses the same principle used by chiropractors and osteopaths to correct the alignment of the spine by supporting the sacrum and letting gravity do the rest. Simply line your back with the Sacral Wedgie under your sacrum and relax for about 20 minutes. You can actually feel many of these aches and pains just go away. Use the Sacral Wedgie regularly, and many of these problems just don't come back. Get your Sacral Wedgie today for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and ask about the next support for perfect spinal alignment, too. Yeah, getting older is a pain, but it doesn't have to hurt. Get your Sacral Wedgie today. Specify if it's for a man or a woman, and call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and give yourself a wedgie.
During the break, and we'll tell you about the points that he raised. We go back to him here in just 1 minute, and we'll also play a clip of Bush. It's unbelievably disgusting, and a little bit more of that clip with Alberto. Bush is above the law. I love torture. Gonzalez, and I'm a member of a Mexican supremacist organization. I mean, it's just again, it is a Twilight Zone life, but if you want to see the troops training to take your guns, the troops training to confiscate your firearms and break your families up, and these programs haven't gone away under Bush, they've expanded. I mean, I went and covered this under Bill Clinton. He's just a puppet. Same thing with Bush. Then you need to get Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. You need to get my new film, Martial Law, to see cops and military taking video of us at the RNC. And then I got video of it from Alabama to Texas. Just troops. I mean, and that's 5 minutes of a film. Of a 3-hour miniseries. Martial Law is 3 1-hour films in one. It's Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. There's my new film, The Order of Death, about what these weirdos do in their off hours. These Christian conservative leaders run around involved in bizarre cult activities. I mean, Stanley Kubrick's Eyes Wide Shut couldn't hold a candle to this. And when you get the new film Order of Death, you get absolutely free, the re-edited, remastered, updated Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove on the same DVD or same VHS. If you order today, we are shipping stuff out the same day it comes in now. If you order today, it's UPS ground. A good chance you'll get it before Christmas. And if you want to give it as a gift, just go give us the address of where you want the videos and books you order off InfoWars.com sent. Just put the address properly in the form and tell us who you want to send it to. And if you put a comment in the comment section, we can send that comment to that friend or family member with the box. You can say, here's your gift. If you order it today, I mean, it might get to them the day before Christmas, might get to them the day after Christmas. I don't know, but it's a great gift to give. Or just order a bunch for yourself and then give them as gifts when you get them. It is so important. And the specials we're offering just go to the first of the year. We're talking, in some cases, 75%+ off. T-shirts that are normally $20, $9.95. DVDs that are normally $24.95, $5.95. I mean, that's the type of specials we're talking about. Almost a half a year free, 5+ months free on yearly subscriptions to PrisonPlanet.tv when you get them. So be sure and go to PrisonPlanet.tv and take advantage of that yearly subscription special where you get almost 6 months free when you get a yearly subscription, or get a trial 1 month subscription for $5.95. But that's 15 cents a day or 19 cents a day. And then if you get one-year free, what is it, about 10 cents a day or less? I mean, come on, a cup of coffee is like $1.50 now. And all my films, my book, Paul Watson's work, all my TV reports, all my best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv, best deal on the web. Going back to Wayne Madsen, Wayne, I was talking to you during the break. Of course, you formerly worked there with the NSA, about what you thought was most important, and you mentioned a few of those. You mentioned the 10,000 enemies list. We have the no-fly list now of hundreds of thousands, and now they're going to have a criminal list. Go over that for us, please.
Well, it's being reported, and I heard this before, that the White House has an enemies list. Now, Nixon had one, but he never really went after anybody on it, except for maybe a few people. But it certainly wasn't in excess of probably 100 or so people.
Well, it was found to be illegal.
Yeah, and it was illegal. And this list is said to contain the names of 10,000 people, including Joe Wilson, his wife, Michael Moore, you know, all the usual suspects.
What do you want to bet we're on it?
You know, I told somebody in D.C., I said, you know, I'd be really upset and disappointed if I didn't make that list. And he smiled and he said, I can assure you you're in the top 500. So, but anyway... the problem is, where do they get the information for to populate this database? Apparently this was started by Rove when he was in Texas politics, but now it's been added to by FBI agents using these national security letters to go get information from phone companies, credit card companies.
And of course these FBI files are famous for being full of complete baloney.
Oh, absolutely, because it's raw information, and people when they're confronted by one of these agents tend to freeze up and say things that may or may not be true, or at least exaggerate, and it's like what happened during the McCarthy era. This is the nature of this beast. But I do know that people in the Pentagon and in the NSA and in the CIA, the ones that do the work, not the high up. Political types are getting very concerned about what's happened, because understand that they grew up in the environment of post-Watergate with all the controls and restraints that were put on these agencies, and they knew they could go to jail if they violated these laws, and now they see this administration.
Well, they've also got to be looking, because it's one thing to be dumbed down American, six-pack, you know, Sally soccer mom, wants to be stupid. And even a lot of people who've been neoconish, who I've talked to in government, are now actually getting to see what the final plan is. It really is FEMA camps. It really is martial law. It really is dictatorship. I mean, I had Bob Barr on a week ago, a little over, and I said, well, could we have martial law? And he said, yeah, I think a dictatorship's a real danger. I mean, when Bob Barr's talking like that, Wayne, it's not very hard. I mean, it's getting pretty obvious.
Well, that's right. And, Barr used to work at the CIA, so he knows about the laws and what the constraints were. He worked in the legal area at the CIA. So, I agree with that. And then we see how people retaliated against, like this NSA analyst who had been in White House Secret Service agent who protected, was willing to take a bullet for Bill Clinton and George W. Bush, went to the NSA, and then he's been set up in his phony, he took two boxes of classified material home in broad daylight out of the most heavily guarded complex in the world, the National Security Agency at Fort Meade, Maryland. The reason they did this to him is that he authored an intelligence report that said there were no WMDs in Iraq. His name was on it when it reached Dick Cheney's office. And, you know, Dick Cheney is starting
very
to look more and more like Dr. Evil in this whole thing.
Well, but, I mean, what about the Army colonel who was in military intelligence who saw clearly that they had been blocked from stopping Al-Qaeda? And so he releases this, and now they go, well, you had $65 in phone calls on your government phone to your wife, and we're going to charge you with theft. And it actually was in the newspaper, $65 in phone calls, and you took some pens home, too, some $2 government pens. I mean, don't they know they're in danger of backfiring with their own government minions when they start persecuting innocent people?
Colonel Tony Schaefer is the one you're mentioning, and look, these people are starting to organize. They're organizing the National Security Whistleblowers Coalition, and they're putting all their notes together, and this is going to be there's going to be heck to pay for the Bush administration next year when these people start to show up at these political campaign rallies and talk about how they were fighting the war on terrorism and what happened to them when they refused to lie for this administration. And I think it's going to be devastating when these people come out.
That is good news, that the White House, that the Vice President's office with Pooter Libby, that, and that's Bush's nickname for him, they all have a feces name, that's how sick he is, that Pooter Libby, that they have to manufacture it themselves.
Well, that's it. I mean, this administration, particularly the Cheney office. Now, Cheney's office also was the scene of a Filipino espionage ring, which has conveniently dropped off the radar screens. But
that's right. Israeli, German, Filipino, any type of real espionage is just fine. It's just wonderful. But you called your wife with your government phone.
That's right. That's right. This was obviously an attempt to get classified information to the Philippine opposition so they could use it in an attempted coup against a democratically elected president of that country, because she pulled these slave wage Philippine workers out of Iraq that were being hired by a Halliburton subcontractor that, of course, Cheney has a vested financial interest with.
Well, speaking of the Philippines, something I never talk about, it was in their big major papers, 3 years ago, that their own military took over a shopping mall, didn't hurt anybody, and just said, look, we've been ordered to cover up terror attacks. These Muslim terrorists are really CIA. We're tired of our men being killed. There's no terror threat here. Just to get the word out, you know, like a movie. That's how obvious this is, Wayne.
Well, yeah, and the whole false flag operations, what they call these... I still have a lot of questions about the arson in France, the London Underground attacks, the bombings there. There are people who engage in these false flag activities.
Well, they'll get something started. Well, I mean, we caught British intelligence. That's what SAS is, Special Air Service, dressed up like Arabs, running around shooting people with bombs.
Well, that's right, and God knows who's behind some of these terrorist attacks in Iraq.
Three separate times they've caught Israelis dressed up, shooting at Marines. The Marines catch them, beat them up, kill them sometimes, and then are ordered to release them. Now, why, Wayne, would they have Israeli units going around killing our own troops? Well, does our government make more money over there if we're there a year or over there 10?
Well, that's it. I mean, and then we've got these private military contractors in Iraq that are ex-mercenaries from South Africa, Pinochet's people in Chile, Contras out of Nicaragua. Iraq is now, they talk about all the jihadists going into Iraq, but the United States has engineered the worst filth in the world, are now working in Iraq, supposedly for this Iraqi puppet regime we've installed.
Well, we've gone from one Iraqi puppet regime where Christians and Jews were left alone to one where they're going to have the jihadist Shiites running the entire country.
That's right. I've become and basically the Iraq will become a province of Iran. Some people are already calling it Western Iran, and that's what this crowd of neocons has done. Now they want to nuke Iran and go into Syria. These people basically are insane. They're just like the Nazis in Germany or the fascists that wanted to recreate the Roman Empire under Mussolini. These people, they belong in a prison. They belong in The Hague. They should be on trial with Milosevic and others.
Well, here's the problem. Do you, I mean, I hope that their system's just falling apart. Bush giving three press conferences in 3 days. I mean, he doesn't usually give it about five a year. But I'm a little confused here. I mean, it looks to me like what I'm getting is that they're going to let the Patriot Act expire. We're going to have a government terror attack, false flag attack. And then they're going to say, see, it's you guys, you peaceniks, you caused the terrorists to attack. And I've heard Michael Savage saying this, and then we're going to be arrested because we aided the terrorists getting the law changed. And in Australia, they're trying to pass a law. If you criticize the military and its actions, you get 7 years in prison. I mean, I really see them going to that, because if they carry out an attack now, people will say, oh, look, you couldn't protect us. But if they, quote, lose the Patriot Act, then they'll have that. I mean, you see them setting that up, Wayne.
Well, look, I don't put anything past these people. They're insane. Any administration who would out not only a covert CIA agent, but her entire network that was trying to stop the flow of WMDs, and including an attempt to salt VX nerve gas into Iraq from U.S.-controlled Kurdistan before the war, definitely tells me that that's how far they would go. And I want to play this past them.
I want to play this Bush clip. Play the green skin puppet, please. Go ahead.
There's a process that goes on inside the Justice Department, and I presume about leaks. I presume that process is moving forward. My personal opinion is it was a shameful act for someone to disclose this very important program in time of war.
You're shameful.
The fact that we're discussing this program is helping the enemy.
Oh, you, the criminal?
You got to understand, and I hope the American people understand.
Oh, we know you're dangerous.
Still an enemy that would like to strike the United States of America.
We know you are
very dangerous.
You are very dangerous.
And you know, the discussion about how we try to find them will enable them to adjust. Now, I can understand you asking these questions, and if I were you, I'd be asking me these questions too. But it is a shameful act by somebody who has got secrets of the United States government and feels like they need to disclose them publicly.
Okay, let's just stop right there, and let's just think about what we just heard. This is the individual that said he wasn't looking for Bin Laden, didn't want him. Buzzy Krongard, number three at CIA, said, we don't want him. Okay, anytime special forces have cornered real Taliban or Al-Qaeda, they're told to back off. When they capture them, top generals fly in and order them released because they're government ops, folks. Okay, this is confirmed. This is confirmed. And then he talks about a shameful act giving out intelligence. It's Bush that really gives out real intelligence, burning whole European networks. Right, Wayne?
That's right. And when everything he said, if you applied that to the people who leaked Valerie Plame Wilson and her Brewster Jennings network, if you had substituted that in there, he should have fired Dick Cheney. Karl Rove should be in prison. Scooter Libby should be in prison. All these others, John Bolton, who were involved in all this traffic and this intelligence.
Yeah, as if Al-Qaeda, if it really existed outside of the military-industrial complex backroom creations of the 70s and 80s, as if they don't know that phones aren't listened to. They're not naive like the general American public.
Well, let me tell you, Bin Laden was talking on his satellite phone up until 1996, and I'll tell you why he stopped, because the Chechen president, Dzhokhar Dudayev,
that missile, that
was hit by a missile while he was on his satellite phone to Moscow. That's all. That is all Bin Laden had to see, and he went dark. Yeah, that's the term they use in NSA. He went dark because he stopped using that stuff.
They
he went back
couriers.
To 12th century communications, couriers, and coded messages written on pages stuck in the Koran.
Yeah, they're using what Benjamin Franklin used.
Yeah, right, exactly. And Tom Jefferson and the rest, yeah.
You ever seen his cipher?
That's right. That's right. And this is what the so-called Al-Qaeda. I mean, I'm not sure they weren't using official channels to communicate courtesy of certain people in this administration. But
let me ask you a question, Wayne. How many of us do you think they're going to kill in the next attack, or do you think they're going to be backed off?
I'm afraid the next one's going to be this biological thing. I think, you know, we hear Bush talking about bird flu all the time. You know, here's a person with a bird brain talking about avian flu, but See, this will give them a chance to do the quarantine and the martial law and close the borders, and that's what I'm.
Well, that's
so
another
say,
thing.
How many
Bush.
People? How many people live in the United States?
Bush and others in his drug addict ilk, you know, are kind of cunning like a rat. But they do have really smart people around them. Don't they know every time in history somebody does this, they end up getting caught?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure they know that. I think these people are fanatics and they're radicals, and I'm not sure they really. I mean, look. You know, Hitler should have known about what happened with Napoleon. You know, they always go there. They always go back. They refuse to learn from history. And I think this crowd of neocons whose ideological forebears were these people who you know really were. We're fascists. I mean, they practice fascism. Jabotinsky and
Straussian.
Straussian, right. Leo Strauss. So these are their political godfathers.
All right, stay there, Wayne. I want to just keep you for the full transmission. Five more minutes. Go to Ray and Michael. That's all we'll have time to take is those two final calls. On the other side for Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. You'll find me at InfoWars.com and InfoWars.net. Check them out today in the InfoWar.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Monday through Friday, from 11 to 2 Central. Back from 9 to midnight. We're here. Tell them like it is. What did we say 5 years ago? What did we say 10 years ago? A lot of you have been listening for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years. We're not that smart either. We're just going off history and the facts and what's happening. Wayne Madsen, I tell you, I hope it's not biological. I think that's a real threat. All of this is a real threat. We know that certain strategic elites let Bush get into power, or is letting him do a lot of this. Do you think they're going to let him go all the way, or do you think Bush and his cronies have gone rogue and are moving? Because I know some of the European elite, because we've had moles inside some of their meetings, are saying that the agenda is moving too fast. I mean, where do you see all this going?
You see what like happened with Brent Scowcroft, who was put on by Bush's daddy there to keep an eye on him in the president's foreign intelligence advisory board, and Bush fired him after he got reelected. So the old man lost his eyes and ears inside the intelligence structure. So when Scowcroft came out and said, "Look, this isn't the same Dick Cheney that I remember. It's like he's a new person." You wonder whether Cheney's been blackmailed in some. By some foreign power or foreign group. My suspicion is it's the Russian Israeli mafia, what they call the Red Mafia, that through Mark Rich and Scooter Libby was Mark Rich's attorney. I think that's where it goes. I think that's why we're seeing everything happen in this administration.
Well, the same thing went on with Clinton. I mean, they know what girls they're.
The Lewinsky thing and all the other Denise Rich, who was Mark Rich's ex, was having an affair with Clinton. I think they know where all the buttons are to push. With Clinton, obviously, it's sex. With this Bush, it's I don't know what his interests are. Sometimes I wonder if it's money. Then he's got enough of that. And then you see Jeff Gannon parading around the White House press room.
Well,
and you wonder
we know
whether
what they like at Bohemian Grove. Richard Nixon told us.
You wonder whether Bush's interests don't go totally opposite from what Bill Clinton's were.
Yeah, well, we know what they are.
Yeah.
He likes both snails and oysters, as they say in Spartacus. Let's talk to Ray in Delaware. Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. You know, my specialty is the media. People should be outraged about this story this weekend that the New York Times held this story for a year. At the request of the administration. That's shameful censorship of the press. That's real, real dangerous stuff.
Yeah, we have them running around telling the press what they can and can't say. It has nothing to do with leaks. They're persecuting people that didn't play ball.
Yeah, and they're absolutely using a propaganda campaign saying that the press, by releasing these stories, is aiding the enemy.
Yeah, why isn't that little CNN twit Novak in jail, Wayne?
Well, yeah, good question. I mean, Novak came out and said, "Look, Bush knows who the leaker was. Why don't he? Well, that's good. Why doesn't Bush tell us who it is? And if Novak knows who it is, why is he sitting on the information? He says he's a journalist. You know, the other day Jack Anderson passed away, and you know we really lost a guy who took over the old Drew Pearson column. These were the guys that would have not sat on stuff. They would, the minute they got it confirmed, it would have been out on their syndicated column.
Out of time, Ray. Great point. Michael in Michigan, quickly, final comments with Wayne Madsen.
Yes, hi, Alex. I was wondering, your guest had mentioned a list of 10,000 the government has. I'm just wondering if I'm on the list. Have you heard anything about gang stalking?
Yeah, you know, I really don't get into all that. I've heard about that, but it's kind of goes into a whole category that I can't confirm, so I don't cover it. Wayne, have you heard of that?
No, I haven't.
All right. Anything else there, Mike? All right, we're out of time. I'm sorry, the callers. We tried to get to a lot of you. We have two great guests on today. Wayne, I want to get you up on a monthly basis. We really always appreciate you spending time with us. As soon as that new book comes out, I want to carry it, okay?
Okay, that's due in April. Good to be with you.
God bless you. Take care. I hope we're here in April. All right, we'll see you. All right, folks. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order. We can beat these people.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.